Did you know that there are levels in heaven, and every time we receive Holy Communion, it affects our eternal reward? Over 20 years ago, I had an experience that I'm just now making sense of. I was at Mass, I was about to go forward to receive Jesus in the Eucharist, and this desire within my heart just awoken, and I prayed this prayer, and I said, Jesus, when I receive you, change me. I don't want to be the same again. And with this earnest desire growing within my heart, I went forward to receive the Eucharist. And as I got closer and closer to receive, I felt as though I was walking into this bubble of warmth and light and love. It was just really overwhelming. And I heard the body of Christ, and I received Jesus. And as I received Jesus in Holy Communion, I felt this warmth and love just travel throughout my whole body. And I began to cry. And I made my way back to the pew, and I knelt down, and I just continued to pray. And as I prayed and my heart was upon our Lord, I heard these words. Now, not with my ears, but I heard them in my heart. And it went like this: you will never again be the same. And what I didn't understand at that time, I understand now, 20 years later, that every single time we receive Holy Communion, it changes us forever, assuming that we are properly disposed. Now, to understand this, we need to know a little bit about grace. When we are born into the world, we're born into the world in the state of original sin. That means we don't have the life of God within us. We call that sanctifying grace. So it would be like this: a cup is empty. This would symbolize a person born without sanctifying grace. What is the remedy? Baptism. Water is washed over the person participating in baptism. It affects what it signifies. It washes away original sin. Or another way that we can say it is the person is filled with sanctifying grace. This grace, St. Thomas Aquinas says, is more valuable than all the riches of the world. Why? Because all the worldly riches cannot buy you eternal life, but it's the lowest degree of sanctifying grace gives you eternal happiness in heaven. We need sanctifying grace at the moment of death to enter into heaven. And so this is the grace of justification. This makes us right with God. This is the grace where we become children of God. Every time we receive Holy Communion, we receive an increase of sanctifying grace within our soul. To bring this analogy one step further, it would be going from this and then receiving Holy Communion to this. Now, here's the key part. Every increase of sanctifying grace increases our eternal reward in heaven. So every time we go forward to receive Holy Communion, assuming that we are in the state of sanctifying grace and that we're properly disposed, every single time, assuming those things, every single time we receive Holy Communion, our eternal reward is changed forever. So when we die, our capacity for grace, or in other words, the size of our container, directly affects our experience in heaven. And some people call this different degrees of perfection in heaven. Other people call this language levels of heaven. Now, some might be thinking, Ken, are you sure? Is this what the church teaches? The Council of Florence teaches that when we die, we will see clearly the one and triune God himself, just as he is, yet according to the diversity of merits, one more perfectly than another. We don't all see God equally. We have different degrees of perfection. Like these cups, they're both filled perfectly, but to different degrees of fullness. The Congregation for the Doctrine of Faith issued a letter on eschatology. It states clearly that our charity on earth will be the measure of our sharing in God's glory in heaven. The capacity of our love here on earth will directly affect our eternal reward in heaven. And our capacity for love grows every time we receive the Holy Eucharist. Because every time we receive the Holy Eucharist, we get an infusion, a deeper increase of the theological virtues, faith, hope, and charity. Charity increases our degree of glory in heaven, therefore also increases. Now, some might say, well, hey, what if I got a cup like this and I see someone like this? They're experiencing God differently. Is that fair? Am I going to be jealous? See, in heaven, there is no jealousy. There is no envy. We will see the different degrees of glory apparent before our eyes. That's for sure. But we will recognize this as perfectly just because God is perfectly just and justice is good. Therefore, we will rejoice in this difference. It will actually be, I believe, a consolation. It also is fitting. Just common sense tells us this. For example, Our Lady, when the angel appeared to her, what did the angel say? Hail, full of grace. God preserved her from the stain of original sin with a singular grace. So she's preserved. It seems fitting, doesn't it, that Our Lady would experience a greater degree of heavenly bliss than, let's say, Kenny Zinsky sitting on a couch in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada. You know, it just seems fitting that, you know, maybe by God's grace, I get into heaven like this or with a thimble. You know, Our Lady might be like this or something infinitely bigger. I don't know what that's going to be like. But it just seems fitting Our Lady, who is hailed full of grace, should have a higher degree of God's glory. It is said that after St. Teresa of Avila died, she appeared to one of her religious sisters and explained that all the saints in heaven, without exception, would be willing to come back to earth and suffer the normal life's sufferings until the end of time, just to gain a single degree more of sanctifying grace that would gain them the corresponding glory in heaven. My friends, we receive this sanctifying grace in torrents when we receive Jesus in the Eucharist. This is not a trickle of grace. It's not one degree of grace. It's torrents of grace every time we receive Holy Communion. And it changes our life for all eternity. We need to go to Mass and avail ourselves to this incredible gift. Now, at the time of this recording, we're in COVID-19 lockdown. Public masses aren't being celebrated everywhere. It's only in some places, not to full capacity. So there might be a variety of reasons why you can't receive Holy Communion right now. I get that. Let this message not be a shaming, but a stirring within your heart so that your desire for Jesus in the Eucharist increases. So that the next time you go, you are better disposed to receiving these torrents of grace. Did you know that every Eucharist contains all the power that created this physical universe? And the love which redeemed it? My friends, we're not talking about trickles of grace. These are torrents that all of heaven would gladly come down to receive if they could. My name is Kenny Zinsky from CatholicSpeaker.com. Thanks for watching. If you've been blessed by this video, there's two things you can do. Number one, share this YouTube video on Facebook. Together, let's get the good news of our Catholic faith out. And number two, please consider becoming part of our Patreon team. Our Patreon team members support us on a monthly basis that allow us to produce these videos on a weekly basis. God bless you.